TKBFI. We're here for a good time, not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio, and we were living up to that right now, aren't we, Pat? So one never knows what'll happen, but you know, the pros make it look easy. That's why I was sweating like a dog when that was going on. But he got me through it, so I think we did really well. And I'm looking across the table right now at smiling Lisa Bond. We think she looks like Stevie Nicks, perhaps a little bit, with a cool hat. We almost should have photos, because every time you come here, you have a different hat on. You look really good.
I do that
good.
Just for you.
Oh, really? It's so good for radio, too. It really is.
And for you, too,
you've got fans over here, yeah. Well, we're here to talk about Sassy, which I love that the fact that you changed it to Sassy. I think that lives up to what you guys are doing out there. And Senior Center is bubbling up right now, probably getting busy for the holidays. But you also have some kind of campaign going on right now.
Yes, so. We do. We called it the Fill the Gap campaign. And the reason we called it that is because looking at the budget for this year, with the rising cost of food and some backing off of federal funding, we were going to end up at the end of the year with about a $50,000 deficit.
Wow.
So we launched the campaign. It's been just a little over a week ago, and it's been extremely successful so far, raising $50,000. We are at $18,100 right now in that campaign. We can still use your help. Every dollar counts, whether it's $5, $50, $500, $5,000, anything helps. It's welcome, and really what we're doing is we're raising funding for the nutrition program. And if you remember, nutrition program is home-delivered meals and on-site meals.
A big part of what you do, for sure.
Exactly. It's the cornerstone of what we do at the center.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So cash, checks, credit card.
Cash, checks, so you can hop online. You can send a check to 820 Main Street in Sandpoint, care of the Fill the Gap campaign, or just to the Sandpoint area seniors. We also, if you look at our webpage, we have
a button of some kind to push.
Yeah, we have a donation button.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So, welcome in any way. Feel free to stop by. It's really wonderful when people do stop by for donations.
Yeah.
We invite you in for lunch. Lunch is Monday through Thursday, starting at 11:15, and guests are always welcome.
Are you seeing more guests come by?
We are. You know, the buzz is there for the center. If you come in, you can feel the positive energy, people excited to be there, enjoying one another's company, and it's nice to see more people coming in and enjoying lunches.
So. Sure it is. And once they see it and feel it, they're more likely to support what you're doing as well, too.
And, you know, it's interesting. I may have spoken about this before, David, but the stigma of what it means to be aging in our community, we tend to stay away from the concept of, I'm not old enough to go to the senior center, and I don't want to see myself as an older person. Mm-hmm. I, for one, who's wandering into, Paul Graves calls me a geezer in training.
Right.
Right? But at the end of the day, I will choose to embrace it and become someone in the community who looks around at other elders and other aging individuals, and we support one another and we build community.
And it's even more important than that, isn't it? Because when people are through working, or they're here and their family may not be here, all of a sudden they pull that plug. And we see it in Rotary. We see it in different groups, too, that the more a person steps back and is not accountable, perhaps, or have that cadre of friends, all of a sudden things that may be minor become major, and become major become fatal sometimes, because they don't have that support system or that sense of belonging, right?
Right, and purpose.
Yeah. And you guys have definitely enough things going on every day of the week where you should be able to pull people in for different things, right?
Mm, we do. We have everything from bridge and pinnacle and dance and crafts and chair yoga, all over the map. We have multiple activities that you can find on our webpage.
Right. And I always wondered, you know, this is just me thinking, but you know how tattoos kind of got in? They've been in for a while. I'm just wondering, you know, as we age, I'm getting older myself, all of a sudden, all those great 80s tattoos that are now becoming on people who are 80
years old. They're amazing.
Oh, look at you. And what's on your left arm? What is that?
That's a bear.
That is a bear, and that's for what?
Well, that actually represents my brother who passed away a number of years ago. Yeah.
And people do that too, don't they?
Yeah.
I've never done a tattoo. Mm-hmm. I just haven't, but I admire people who do, and especially like that. I've got some relatives who had other folks who passed away, and that's their memorial to them as well, too. But, you know, I just keep thinking like the REO Speedwagon one or something kind of cool.
Well, and that in the stories that you get to hear, you know, just the other day I'd sat and had lunch with a woman that I've spoken to her probably 50 times and had lunch with her and found out she's a pilot. Right. And she has flown all over in small engine planes in this area most of her life.
I think I know who that is. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Yeah. It's small town.
It's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
And everybody has a story. Everybody has a story at any age. If you've done anything, you have a life story.
Right.
And it's unfortunate because when seniors pass, that history lesson goes away.
Yeah, their stories.
I just wish there was a better way to memorialize that too. Mm-hmm. There's been different groups that have tried to do that and have interviews and such. But you know, again, that Greatest Generation is pretty well almost gone away.
Yeah.
And those are people who made the severe sacrifices to let us know. Let us have free radio. Let us have free press. Let us do all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, I look at like Forrest Byrd, just a great inventor, local guy, mm-hmm. but he changed the world, and he was the most inconspicuous, quiet person.
Quiet,
he met Pam Bird, who was everything other than that, and kind of brought him out of his shell and told the story. And so when 60 Minutes talked about him, it was one of the highest rated stories they had those in 5 years.
Oh,
it was
really?
Just really, really, really
nice.
Cool.
So, beautiful story.
Yeah. So everybody has a story, and if you want to help bring those stories out, maybe stop by the Senior Center any day of the week, basically, yes. Right?
You're welcome in any day, Monday through Thursday, lunches.
Well, you're welcome here anytime, too, and great seeing you again, too, and I can hardly wait for the next look. And again, if it's radio, I can't really share it too well, but you look good.
Oh, thank
Stevie
you.
Nicks would be proud of what you're wearing today.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time today. It always flies by when we're talking. And she walked in and says, I don't have anything to say. I have nothing in front of me. And I said, you know what? I'll bet we can talk about cool senior things. And lo and behold,
and here we are.
Guess what we did? We survived it. So again, it's always great seeing it. It truly is. So, well, great. Well, when we come back, we're going to have, I hope, the K&K show coming in, Kristen and Kate, talking about Bonner General Health and all the cool things going on there. October is an important month, as we all know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but there's a lot more going on there, too. So, again, Lisa, great seeing you.
Likewise.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
This is Justin Dick with 113 Main. We are finally open for lunch and dinner. New fall menu including pistachio-crusted chicken salad, brisket burger, Tunisian ahi sandwich, and homemade pastas. We also have new crafted cocktails and a new fall wine list as the weather cools. Call us to make a reservation or visit us at 113mainsandpoint.com. 113 Main, amazing experiences and big hospitality in the best small town in America.
Through the rivers.
Did you feel the wind of the ball?
The mountains.
Go hunt the ball.
And through the streets of Moscow, we are Vandal proud.
He's got a man at the 10, the 5, leaps into the end zone.
This is our time in the big sky. Join us Saturday. Idaho welcomes in the Northern Arizona Lumberjacks. Our coverage begins at 1. The Idaho Vandals compete here all season long on the Vandal Sports Network from Learfield.
Did you know that most people wait 6 or 7 years before they buy a new TV? That's a lot of time in front of one TV. So why not get one of the best sets for the next 7 years, like one of the top-rated Samsung, LG, or Sony models? Too expensive? What if you could get up to $1,000 trade-in for your old set? Who would do a stupid deal like this? Right now, at Video Only, you can get big bucks for your old set as a trade-in and a hot price on the new models. Don't be sorry. Check out Video Only.
Imagine being able to have teeth again. Mountainside Oral Care gives you that chance. Unhealthy teeth are no fun, so we're dedicated to helping you get your healthy smile back, specializing in making sure your new smile will last a lifetime. Dr. Olaru provides exceptional care. You're not just a patient to him. You are family. Services include all-on-fours, implants, full mouth restoration, extractions, bone regeneration, periodontal needs, and more. Don't wait. Go to MountainsideOralCare.com for a free consultation.
Cheryl Burchill here from Cheryl Burchill Goldsmiths, home of Coeur d'Alene's Heart Like an All jewelry. That's our namesake. We've been in business for 25 years. Our customers love our store, all our designs, repair, and restorations. One of our popular features for Christmas is our outstanding layaway program. It makes it so easy to purchase at any dollar level. If you start now, all the worry about giving the perfect Christmas gift is over, and our inventory is designed to accommodate every budget. It's Cheryl Burchill Goldsmith, 1524 Northwest Boulevard.
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the hardened values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
News Talk 97.1.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back and happy Thursday. What a great day it's turned out to be. Scraping the windshield this morning, though. That's not a good trend, but I think we've lucked out, though, pretty well. We really have. I am lucky and blessed to be looking across the table at the team of K&K. We're going to call it the K&K Derby, but I think it's already taken, so we can't really do that. So, but we'll do it with Kristen and Kate anyway from Bonner General Health.
Yes.
Talking about all things October, I know you've got a lot going on because you always do. But October is a special month, I know, for several different reasons. So I think, Kristen, you took the short end of the straw, so I guess you get to go first.
I get to start. Good morning. How are you? Good. Or afternoon, I guess. October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we're starting with a bang. We have our sip and screen this Saturday. So any ladies out there listening, if you are due for your annual mammogram, let's get you scheduled. We're opening the Imaging Center on Saturday, which never happens except once a year. Lots of yummy food from Bluebird Bakery and local Yokel. We are doing little sips of champagne or mimosa or coffee or tea, whatever you want, just to get you in there and get you in a supportive, friendly environment for your mammogram.
That's so smart. It really is. And some kind of grand prize, too, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Thing. Big spa package from Refined Aesthetics Med Spa. So you can enter to win that. And then we also have some gift cards to give away from Bluebird Bakery and local Yokel. So thank you to all those businesses for supporting women's health. If you need to schedule, it's 265-3349 is the phone number. I think, you know, most women, I would say older, are pretty good about it. But I think the age gap we're missing a little bit is late 30s. If you have a history, and even into your 40s, it's, you know, women my age that are still in the throes of work and kids and just too busy to make the appointment. So give us a call if you need one. I think also people don't realize that it is mandated that insurance companies cover a screening mammogram yearly for women over 40 and women who have a history. So give us a call if you fit that category. And if you don't know, make an appointment with your primary care provider and talk about your history and talk about whether it's time for you to get one. So if you don't have a primary care provider, we have Bonner General Family Practice, 265-2221. We have lots of great providers there. We're fully staffed there, and male and female providers for anybody needing to establish care. So,
and there's still time if somebody wants to come to Saturday.
Absolutely. Okay. Go ahead and call. We're taking appointments today and tomorrow, and we're open all day on Saturday. So we'll get you in. You can even, for women that know what it is, you can even get in for your DEXA scan, which is a bone density scanning. So you can do your mammogram and your DEXA in the same day.
Good.
Well, and it's so important. I know, you know, as you said just a minute ago, you're so busy with your life, but you know, if we can detect breast cancer early, I mean, that's an amazing thing. And we have 3D imaging, which a lot of hospitals don't. And so if you have breast cancer, that's going to take a lot out of your life. So it's just better to prevention, go in and get checked. And I always look forward to it. I know that may sound weird, but I just, you know, it's like, I just want to know. I need to make sure that I'm okay. And so far, knock on wood, I have been.
And making it a social event too, I think that's a really clever idea. And I think coming out of COVID still, I still don't think we're very good at taking care of ourselves.
Right now.
Agreed.
So I love the fact that you're doing that. And I think you used to do it prior to COVID too. And
we
you kind of had a pretty high number there. And now you're kind of starting over.
Exactly. Starting back. Last year was the first year post-pandemic. So every year it gets a little bit busier. And it's just fun. And you can, you can even schedule blocks of time. So you can come with four of your girlfriends and you can all get your mammograms and you can sit down and have a snack and visit and kind of make an event out of it. So
I'll be there all day.
You'll be there all day. Okay.
All this.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, that, and what is all day? When does it start? What time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Eight to five all day on this Saturday.
Here it comes. I know you've been planning for it for a little bit.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to be great.
Very good. Anything else going on in the world of health? I bet there is.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So many things, right? One of the big things is the hospice roll sale, and that really helps our local hospice. We are the only local nonprofit hospice in Bonner County. And those of you who have not had to have hospice in your life, amazing, and that's wonderful. But those who have understand what an amazing organization it is. And it, you know, it's a nonprofit as well and need funds. And so the Rose Sale has always been, it's the 27th annual Rose Sale. And if you want to order roses, if you order 10 dozen or more, we'll deliver them to you, which is great. $25 a dozen. And you can call 265-1179. The hospice office and order your roses. Order your roses for your office workers. And I'm going to order some roses for several people who would not even imagine that they would get roses. And one of them is my friend Carolyn Lobsinger. I'm going to bring her roses.
I've heard of her, yeah.
Yeah, you've heard of her.
I've heard of her, too.
And you know what you could do, just for fun, is maybe do it in thinking of Jimmy Carter, who's Mr. Hospice. Think about this, 100 years old,
right?
Now oldest president ever.
Yeah.
And he's still in
hospice.
He's been in hospice for a year?
Yeah.
A year, I think.
It touches different people, doesn't it?
But it does. Yeah. And I was a hospice volunteer for 10 years. And it is a remarkable, remarkable experience to be able to stay in your own home and to have your family there. And our nursing staff is truly, truly incredible. So compassionate and empathetic. And so the Rose Sale really helps our local hospice. And we really appreciate it. And you can pick up your roses on November 5th, right after you vote.
Oh, hey, there you go. voted sticker, and then you pick up your roses.
Right.
Well, and anybody that I've ever known associated with hospice has just been awesome. I mean, you talk about leading with your heart and making a difference for people. Oh, my goodness. There's a special place in heaven for those hospice volunteers, for sure. And if this helps them, it helps the program, what better way to do that? So how do we order roses?
You can call 208-265-1179. There's posters around town, too, that have the QR code on it that you can order. And
you can also go to bonnergeneral.org and scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see the hospice rose event. You click on that, and then it says pre-order here.
Right.
All set up.
And you could, make people happy by giving them a dozen roses. Wouldn't that be awesome?
And a good cause. A great
cause.
And a
great cause. Yeah. For all the staff. And exactly.
Very good.
Right.
Give. That's awesome.
Exactly.
I'm sure that's all you have going on at the hospital. No, but there's more, I hear.
There's always lots of things going on. Kate was just telling us about her ophthalmology appointment today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dr. Torres, he is an awesome human being. I had cataract surgery a couple years ago, and I'm kind of young for cataract surgery. I was 63 at the time. But it was amazing. I tell people it was like going from yellow light to LED. Huh? I walked around for about a month going, wow, look at that. Oh, my gosh. And I could read and I could see again. And you used to have to go to Coeur d'Alene to have that service. And then Dr. Torres came on board, and he is truly amazing. I mean, his whole staff, like even something as silly as when you're in the operating room and he says, what kind of music would you like to listen to?
Really?
So it gives you a feeling of some sort of control, right?
Yeah.
And then today, there's a percentage of patients that after their cataract surgery, they develop a film over the lens. Mm. And so today I went in and they dilated my eyes, and it was just it's a laser treatment, but you just kind of look straight ahead and it goes click, 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 and then it's all done. And
no
it's
harm,
amazing.
No foul.
Right. And I didn't have to go to Coeur d'Alene. I could stay here. And it's really an amazing, amazing clinic.
And it's a theme we hear more often, don't we? About we don't have to go to Coeur d'Alene for X, Y, and Z. And time was, people would just assume that we couldn't do something here, even basic medical stuff.
Right.
And then they would go down there, and then what? You have clinics here. You have full-blown office visits here. Right. You have all of that going on. How do people learn about that? I mean, how, if you're making medical decisions, how does one find out about what we have here versus what they have, you know, 50 miles?
Yeah, I would say our best resource is our website, so bonnergeneral.org, and click on services and clinics, and every single service is listed there. So you can find Dr. Torres under ophthalmology. Like Kate said, he is the only ophthalmologist north of Hayden, so we are very lucky to have him. He's mm-hmm. very experienced, military trained, just an awesome,
he's just an awesome guy. Yeah. Right.
And, you know, everything. We have family practice now. We have internal medicine. We have orthopedics. We have, you know, so many services, so many procedures and surgeries that you can have without having to cross the Long Bridge,
right.
You guys. So
yeah. Well, even orthotics, now that I work at the hospital, I seem to have all these surgeries. But I have insurance. Go figure. But on July 3rd, I had carpal tunnel surgery. Dr. Klauke did it, and it's truly amazing because I didn't have to be put out.
Yep.
He just gives me a nerve block, asks me if I wanted to watch. No. Gross.
Some people will, though.
Then he wrapped up my arm, and I went home. And you know, and I'm fully functional. And that, too, I didn't have to go away, and I didn't have to spend the money on anesthesia. And so amazing, amazing doctors. So maybe next time I'm on the radio, I'll have something else done. I just haven't.
Do that. Would you keep us posted?
This is why I bring her along.
Yeah, right. The bionic woman.
Patient testimonial right here.
At 65, it's like, what else is going to break?
That's right. They talk about your check engine light starts clicking about 60. Is that what happens?
That's right.
Good to know. Well, anything else to wrap up? We're almost out of time, but I want to give you all the airspace I can.
I think we'll continue to come back and talk about services and new providers and lots of good things going on. And then, of course, Heartball is our big fundraiser for the foundation coming up on February 22nd.
Oh, yes. After Valentine's Day.
So the theme is going to be masquerade.
Oh, what could go wrong there?
I know,
what
right?
What could go wrong
so
there?
If you want a table, you can certainly call me at 265-1159. And we can set you up with a table, invite your friends. And this year, the Heartball is going to be raising money for the swing bed program.
Good.
And we can come back and talk about swing beds pretty soon. That's another situation where your loved one can stay right here in town.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, but now it's a focus. And that's, boy, I'll tell you what, for the foundation to raise that money like they have over the years with one event. That's a big risk.
We're very
and
lucky.
Big challenge. For
it's
sure.
going to be great.
You got the right people doing it, too.
That's right. Absolutely.
And speaking of the right people, I've got two of them right here, right across the table from me. You're always welcome back. Thanks for all you
Thank
do for
Thank you, David. Thanks
General
for having
Health.
Us.
You bet.
Have a great day.
We'll talk to you soon. And if and when we come back, Rob Talbot from the Panada will be here, and we'll be talking about all things Panada. So we'll see you soon.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe. Carbon monoxide detectors save lives. Because if kerosene, propane, natural gas, or wood isn't burned properly, dangerous carbon monoxide may result, and it can build up indoors without you knowing, as it's invisible and odorless. So protect yourself by installing UHL-approved carbon monoxide detectors. If carbon monoxide is present, the detector will alert everyone to get out of the house, where you can safely call 911 for help. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
What's better than the perfect cut of meat for a tasty meal? That's easy. The perfect cut of meat on sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only with great savings on Prairie Fresh Boneless Pork Loin Roast, $1.98 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Sirloin Tip Roast, $3.98 a pound. Prairie Fresh Pork Loin Filet, $4.98 each.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. The savings are sizzling.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint and Ponderay. Consistently voted best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision repair facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed and no charge for an estimate, advice, or even friendly customer service. Remember, in Sandpoint and Ponderay, it's Northwest Auto Body.
We all know just because gifts for loved ones can look like flowers, a spa day, or maybe even planning date night. But what about something that will truly last and protect your loved ones along the way? I'm talking about life insurance. I called SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With monthly payments less than the cost of a bouquet of flowers, this is the perfect time to make sure your family is protected.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-596-2626 or go to selectquote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-596-2626. 1-800-596-2626.
Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
News Talk 97.1. KSPT, KBFI.
And welcome back. I'm glad to see Rob Talbot here from the Panada on a beautiful Thursday afternoon now. My gosh, it started out cool this morning. It's getting better. Fall colors are fully out there right now. And, you know, as we get into more fall and winter time, it seems like my thoughts kind of go towards the Panada. You know, there's always something going on all year round, I know. But it seems like I try to find things to do that are pretty close by. And there's always something going on at the Panada. So welcome, Rob.
Well, thanks for having me, David. Yeah, I always enjoy this. Look forward to this first Thursday of the month coming in and chatting with you. But yeah, we're starting to ramp it up with our number of events. We've got quite a bit in October through December. December is absolutely insane.
Yeah,
which is amazing for everything from dance recitals to Celtic music, Christmas music to movies and all that good stuff.
So yeah,
plays. We're gonna have a good time in December, but we get to enjoy October first.
Let's not jump ahead too far. And although I did notice, like at Home Depot, they have all the Christmas stuff.
They do.
Already.
Yeah, that happens quick.
I saw the Grinch out there, and I saw this, you know, blow up stuff, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I think we missed a few holidays to get there, but but that's okay. But you have a few really cool things coming up. In fact, tonight you have your meeting too, don't you?
Today we have our annual membership meeting, and you know the Panada has always been very inclusive, so the threshold for membership is pretty low. Basically, if you've donated $25 or if you've worked a shift or two as a volunteer, you're a member.
Wow!
So a voting member, we're gonna vote in new board members. We've had some board members that fill ins, and then we're going to vote them in on for their full
term.
Tonight. We're going to, all the staff will be there to kind of say hi, and we'll be all be on stage and kind of tell people what we do. So cool. If you're a presenter and you want to kind of understand, you know, how it works to work with the Panada, you know, we'll kind of go over some of that stuff too.
Cool.
We'll look at the Century Fund and future plans, what we're looking to do to rejuvenate the theater. You know, we've got our 97th birthday coming up in November. So 100 years is coming up real quick.
Yeah.
And we want to get a lot of good stuff done for that Century Plan. And it seems like the community wants to see it happen because we've been very blessed with a lot of donations, grants, and support from the community.
Mm-hmm. You never know where it's coming from, do you? But all of a sudden, people step up, don't they?
It's true, yeah. And if you're, you know, I'll say if you're a supporter of the Panada, we have our Operation Fund Drive going on right now. We've done mailers, and we're going to start pumping some stuff out on social media. So be aware of that. And, you know, we try to really keep our prices affordable and approachable for local nonprofits and local dance studios and people that want to present. You know, myself, I got my start there. So, okay. You know, if I had been paying, had to pay full price for what the place needed, I would have never got my start, and I wouldn't be the director now. So,
I think that's kind of a crazy thing to think. But has had their kid in the dance recital there, mm-hmm. whether Nutcrackers or Lori Buck's group or the other ones too. I mean, it's just a rite of passage around here.
Exactly.
It really is.
Yeah, and you know that takes a little, you know, for us to have the space available and pay staff and sure. to upkeep. That takes a bit more than the $700 that we might get for a rental. So about 25% of our operating budget is based off of donations. So, jump on panda.org and donate, or if you've got the mailer, fill it out and donate. We're going to be doing some cool gifts for people that donate over a certain amount. Going to get some membership t-shirts out there and get some stuff going, and got some cool benefits that we're going to follow through with and make it a little more fun.
Good for you.
And keep building. Yeah. So yeah, that membership meeting is tonight, and we're excited to see folks come out and say hi.
You have something, and I know you have a list of different events coming up, but I've got Pat over here.
Oh, yeah.
Just far enough away, you know, behind the glass cage here a little bit, who's excited about the Rocky Horror Show. And is that Rice is involved
now?
We're not doing
the whole thing. We're not doing bread. We're not doing water because it is a historical theater. We don't ruin the place. But we got together with our cleaning crew, who are volunteers. Amazing. The scope of the volunteerism that makes the Panda work is unbelievable, and I'm so grateful for them. And cleaning crew, we had a conversation. We went through the list of things that we can do, and we're gonna hand out goodie bags with all the, you know, with newspapers and with the rice, and we're gonna have a good time with Rocky Horror Picture Show. We're gonna have live hosts. We're gonna have an intermission with a costume contest.
Cool.
So yeah, it's gonna be a fun night. We'll have some drink specials to
get things rolling,
to lubricate the party a little bit more.
And when is that?
That is the 25th, Friday the 25th.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a fun kind of pre Halloween weekend to do that. So,
and Pat's out there shopping already. Yeah. Remember, he told you when he walked in, he's out
people
there.
People are shopping. People are getting tickets. It's been a lot of fun. I've had a lot of people ask me about this in the last six to eight months.
Fishnet stockings.
Oh, we got to do Rocky Horror. And I'm like, already? Like, Alex Cope, who I work with a lot through Maddox Farm Production, she and I were looking at doing it at the Heartwood last year before I got this job. And it just, the finances weren't there, and so as soon as I got this Panda job, her and I and Caitlin have been talking about, like, how can we get this going? Like, let's make
thing
this happen.
Thing one to make it happen. So that's really cool. So you have to buy tickets in advance, I'm assuming.
Assuming we don't sell out, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be wholly surprised if this sold out.
Can you imagine 500 plus people all wearing fishnet stockings like Pat will be?
We stop it at 480.
Oh, okay.
to keep it far enough under fire code and to make it comfortable.
Okay.
We do have 512 seats in the theater, but we try to keep it comfortable. But yeah, 480 people in the Panda, fishnets and dressed up, and it'd be a good time.
And don't you think about those little songs in there when you're talking about this, or the Damn It Janet things, all this, those little, mm-hmm. it just follows you all these years later.
You have to know what to yell at the screen, and I've seen it back east probably a good 700 to 1,000 times, and every Saturday night at Midnight Rep Houses, and I still know 30 years later with the L.
And you have the groupies who do that. They know exactly the drop lines. It's just funny. It really is. So, well, cool. Yeah. And that's the only thing you have going on at the Panda? That's it, Rob?
Yeah, well, no.
Okay.
Now we've got just the membership meeting and then Rocky Horror Picture Show. But in between that, we've got Steel Magnolias playing for two weekends. Friday and Saturdays. Or 7 p.m. and Sunday is 2 p. Sundays are 2 p.m. That's October 11th, 12th, 13th, 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Wow.
And that's being put on by Lake Pondere Repertory Theater. We love working with them. They always put on a good show and bring in a good crowd. So check that out. And there is a link to that. It takes you on our website, panda.org, but it will take you to LPORT their website, you can get those tickets.
We have those guys are great.
Teton Gravity Research, Beyond the Fantasy on Wednesday, October 16th. We have Gaelic Storm, which is a really high energy, internationally touring Celtic rock group.
I'll be there.
That's good. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
Nice. And that's October 23rd. Get those tickets now. They are going quick.
Good.
Then Gideon Fraudman Cello Bob is being put on by Pontiac Arts Council on the 24th at 7 p.m. We also have Anchorman on Election Day.
Oh.
If you bring your, if you wear your election sticker,
right,
then you have a $2 Rainier waiting for you. If you the I voted sticker,
yeah,
you have a $2 Rainier waiting for you.
If you have more than one sticker, do you get two?
Well, as long as you keep a sticker on, you can have $2 Rainiers.
Oh, all night long
for Anchor.
Oh,
yeah,
got it.
While you watch Anchorman.
Got it. Got it.
Also, say we haven't don't have it on our website yet, but we are going to do a little house, our little theater of horrors.
Oh,
we're teaming up with Nova High School to turn the little theater into a haunted house,
a haunted theater house,
a haunted theater house.
Nice.
And the little retail space will be for little kids, and then it'll get a little scarier as we go back in after you pay for get your ticket and go in, and you'll come out the back and. It'll be a fun experience, and excited to work with Nova High to.
Well,
to put
Rob,
that on.
You've got that great spirit of that spirit. The Panda has just a new life. It really truly does what you're doing there, and you found the right people to surround you. And again, it's the gem of our community too. So Panada.org is the place to go to check out all this stuff.
And it really is an honor. Yeah, coming up on 1 year, November 1st, that
there
started.
Go.
Oh man!
But who's counting?
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
But it's good counting.
Take care. Thanks, Rob.
See you. Thanks, David. Yeah.